football on off the ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try to be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Ronan Wallace, Westmeath centre-back, how are you?
Good, very good, thanks.
Getting used to the surroundings here in Cedro St Conlon's Park before your Leinster opener on the 13th.
Yeah, looking forward to now. It's some setup. I was here a few years ago and it was definitely nothing like this, so they've done some job, and 2 weeks' time it'll be hopping, I hope, hoping.
Yeah. The league campaign, we briefly met in the tunnel after the madness of Hootergate with Conor Duke.
Yeah.
You come on late that day. I know you were managing a wee knee issue as well. But what was your league campaign like on a personal level, and then as a group? How did you find it? Because all the talk has been how unlucky Westmeath have been, and they were. But you got that final result at the end. You could see it wasn't just Kieran Martin celebrating that late two-pointer. It was the lads. It meant something.
Ah, it did, 100%. We were very unfortunate in a lot of games this year, and just to, I suppose, come out the right side of a game. I know it was only a draw for us, but it was just a relief to get that two-pointer, even if there was a...
What did it say to you as a group?
I suppose there's character there. There definitely is. And I think Dermot and Mark and Dermot have definitely instilled that in us this year, that there's that never say die attitude. We just keep going, even if we're 12 points down like we were against Roscommon, we just keep on trucking away. Like, especially with the new rules, the two-pointers come into effect there. Like, you're only 3 scores or 4 scores down, really.
100%. It's amazing how quickly, like, you saw Kerry, and I know it didn't really change it, but Kerry were 8 clear on Mayo yesterday, and next thing, a goal from McLaughlin, a 2-point free from O'Donoghue on the next kickout, or even Monaghan the night beforehand. Yeah. Two begging 2-pointers, and the game is getting away from Roscommon.
Yeah, exactly. It's no lead at all, really, these days now. Even like yourselves, we were 17-5 up, I think, against Cavan, and it just turned on the switch as well. Like, we'd have 3 or 4 2-pointers there, and it's back to half your lead's gone there. So
you've always caught the eye in terms of your style of football, whether it be breaking the line or taking it off a shoulder and trying to make a chance coming from centre back. Space is a big thing now in the game. Like, how have you got a full chance to fully embrace it yet? I know it's all been so quick. Like, what's your reading of it so far, the new rules?
I love them, yeah, it's great, especially for wing backs, wing forwards, especially like the space you can get. If you're not kicking passing in, you're running with it, and it's 11 on 11 really back there. So if you can get by your man, you're into clear space, which is great for attacking defenders.
You've lost a couple of decent bodies over the winter there in Westmeath, a couple of legends, you know, from full-back to full-forward, and Maguire and Heston, and even some of the lads in and around the half-back line as well. I know you just move on, but, like, there were big losses.
Oh, massive, yeah. I think we looked at it from the Derry team in the last game of the season last year. There was 8 or 9 lads missing, so it's a lot of experience to lose. It's a lot of lads to lose, but...
Of course, you've got the likes of O'Toole gone travelling too.
David and Lynch, Andy McCormack, they're all gone travelling, which is massive losses, especially for lads stepping up into their prime, really. But look, that's decisions for lads. They can't base their lives around football either. That's their choice. But we've had lads step up, especially like younger lads, Matty Whitaker, who's having a phenomenal year there. Great footballer. And it's just exposure for these lads to Division 2 football. It's high quality. You see, like, some days you're not going to get the breaks. But lads, that'll stand to them in the summer, and it'll stand to them going forward in their careers.
Yeah. This place here, you know, Saturday week, like, there's going to be lights on, there's going to be a crowd that are hopping and looking for it. When do you start getting ready for that in your own head? Like, do you try and hold off for a couple of weeks for a big game? Or you...
Yeah, I'm more relaxed, like, I'll let it simmer away, just not really think about it. Obviously, you do your video work, the training and all that, but you're not letting the emotions dictate how you're going to perform. So once you arrive at the pitch, you start to kick in, you're getting ready, you're embracing the crowd, you're in. Once the ball's thrown in, you're kind of getting to your job.
I'm sure with Dermot McCabe and Mark McHugh there, and the kind of messages they've been putting in with you're very well aware of the level that is going to jump that night as well, though. Do you know? Like, and even the new lads in the squad, are you ready?
I suppose it'll tell on 7 o'clock that evening. Obviously, we've better work to do over the next few weeks. We have to work on kickouts, defensive shape, all that sort of work. But yeah, the lads will have us primed. I think they're obviously the experience Mark has with Donegal. Experience Dermot brought from Cavan football, like, they're definitely high quality. Even Dermot Scullion with Scotstown,
yes,
they know what they're on about. They know the occasions. They've been to Ulster finals, they've been to club finals, so they know what they're talking about. So yeah, they'll have us ready to go.
It felt like you were moving in the right direction under Desi, and I know you have lost so many players, and we talked about their turnover. What's somebody like a Mark McHugh bringing to the table? Because he's a different voice coming into the dressing room there.
Yeah, he's that winning mentality, I suppose, he wants to instill in us. He's mad. He's like, don't know, it must be Donegal thing. They're all lunatics for football. He's just, he's intense, he is, but he's great. He's, the knowledge he has from his experience is great, and he's just trying to bring that to our panel who've no, very little experience, and he's just instilling that in the players.
Ronan Wallace, very best of luck in your Leinster Championship opener. There'll be a lot of eyes on it. It's going to be a big game, big occasion. Go well.
Perfect. Thanks, Tommy.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you pop saving? Do you do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy mal.
Es como el inglés mío.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian Football Club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted on Off the Ball.